Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Lili Nishmas Reb Eliyahu, Ben Reb Menachem Mendel, and also for the whole world, we should be Nosha B'Tshuas Olamim. We are continuing our study of Maseches Kelim. We are in the 13th chapter, the 11th chapter, Perek Yud Aleph, in the third Mishnah Yud Gimel. The Mishnah says as follows. Ha'ose kelim min ha'eshes. If one makes kelim from eshes, what is eshes? Eshes is gush shel barzel golmi. Chatichak b'shel barzel, says the Bartanura. Shemotzi anose min ha'machtziv. Vessels are made from iron ore. In other words, you take out these vessels when they are this piece of barzel that is taken out of the mine. And this gushel barzel is filled with sigim. It is filled with dross. It is not pure. V'yesh tzorech la'tich oto kama pamim u'lezakek oto. And there is a need to remove all, to melt it, and remove all the dross, to purify it. Kedei lafrid mimenu et ha'chomarim ha'me'oravim bo. In order to remove... This is from the Reisman Art Scroll Mishnayis, the Perish. And you have to remove all of the impure elements in this metal. So let's say you make kalim from this eshes. That's number one. It's translated as an iron ore. The number two is umina charara. Charara barzel yatsuk ha'asui kemin uga. It is a smelted iron, like a cake. After you purify the metal, the iron, the barzel, you make like a charara. Charara is like we have in the Gemara and Kiddushin. It's like this loaf of bread, which is the raw materials for metal utensils. Bartanura says, "Chara la'achar shemitichim abarzel osim menu igul kemen uga." After you melt the barzel, so you make it round like a cake. So if you make kalim from eshes, which again is the iron ore, it's the block of iron when it's taken from the mine, filled with sigim, and then from charara, and that's the smelted iron. Okay, so if you make kalim from these two things, umin hasovev shel galgal, from the hoop of a wheel, says the Bartanura. Galgal ha'agala shel etz osim svivo tas shel barzel shelo yishaver betrashim ubeslaim. So if you have these wheels of a wagon that are made from wood and you put around them iron in order that they shouldn't be broken, so this is the Bartanura, the Rash, the Rambam. So these tasim that are so that's min ha'sovevet ha'galgal. These are the ritzuas barzel that surround the wooden wheels. Umin ha'tasim What are tasim? From sheets. These are sheets of metal. Okay, so again, you're making kalim from all of these things. So as the Bar Tanur explains, a little later on, that if you make a kli from eshes or from charara or from the other materials mentioned in the Mishnah, we're going to list them soon. The din is the kli is tar. This is the Bar Tanur's perish, and we're not choshesh. Maybe they were originally kalim tumeim that were broken and then were melted, and then when you make new kalim, they go back to their old tumah. Why? Because these were never royal kabel tumah in the first place. We learned in Mishnah Aleph that if you make a kli chadash mikli tamish and nishbar, it goes back to its original tumah. But here, it's not going to go back to its original tumah, because it was never royal kabel tumah in the first place. So that's not according to the understanding of the Bar Tanur and the Rash. So if you osa kalim, if you make vessels from an iron ore, from smelted iron, from the hoop of a wheel, from sheets, from plating, what's plating? Menat sipuyin. Rikiyei matechet. Hameshamshim letzipui. This metal that's made for plating. Because kliates pshutim hametzupim matechas tahorim. If you have simple kliates, flat kliates that are plated by metal, they're tahor, because the tzipui is tafel ikara kli. Because the metal is the wood is tahor, it's not makabel tumah, it's no kli kibble, and the tzipui is tafel for the ikar kli. The figach imasa kli mimatechet amashemeshet the tzipui a kli tahor vein choshim bol tumah yishana. So these tzipuyim, if you make a kli from this mateches, the kli is tahor, and you're not choshish for tumah yishana, because it was never tamei in the first place. It was never a makabel tumah in the first place, this tzipui. So mamela, now when you make a kli out of it, you're not choshish that it's makabel tumah, because originally makabel tumah, because originally it wasn't makabel tumah. Mikanei kelim. What are mikanei kelim? From the bases of the kelim, from the basis of the kelim. A basis of a kli is not makabel tumah, because it has no tashmish bifnei atzmo. It's mishamish et hakli shemenichim alav. It's mishamish the kli that you place on it, so it's not makabel tumah. So if you make a kli from mekane kelim, from kane kelim, you don't have to be choshish that originally was tameh. Umeogne kelim, those are the rims of kelim. Tabaot matechet shemarkivim asvat hakelim, these metal rings that you put on the rims of the kelim. Meoznei kelim. What are oznei kelim? Handles of kelim. Hausek kli, if you make a kli, the Bar Tanur says beis yach ochsim bo kli. It's the handle with which you make the kli. So again, you're making kli from all of these things. Umen hasholet, and it's not going to be makabel tumah yishana. What's sholet? chippings. What are chippings? מה שנשתייר מן הכלי לאחר שנעשה. What remains from the kli, in other words, when you're making a kli, you remove certain things. So that's removed is called the shcholes. Sometimes when the kli is finished, you take out pieces of metal, extra pieces of metal, and you cut it off the kli, that's shcholes. And grudos are what is removed from the kli when you smooth it out. So these were never royal kabel tumah, and therefore if you make a kalim from them, it's not makabel tumah yishana. Ad kan midivrei kacho shel ha-mishnah. This isn't the whole Mishnah, but it's part of the Mishnah. So now we're going to go to the Perish of Moreno Agon Rav Moshe Shapira Zitzal, and he says Harash veHarosh veHaravad Pirshu Ota Mishnah Legabei Din Chazara LeTuma Yishana Shim Nasa Kli Mishivrei Kelim Harei Hu Tamei D'Meachar Shaya Kli Tamei Chazar LeTumato Yishana. So this Mishnah is talking about the din of Chazara, like we explained, and that's the Rash and the Rosh and the Ravid, that it's talking about returning to its original Tuma. HaRambam, how did the Rambam learn the Mishnah? הרמב"ם פירש את המשנה על פי דברי התוספתא שגולמי כלי מתכות טהורים, כגון כלי שעתיד לשוף, לשבץ ולגרד כולי, מחוסר עוגן או אוזן טהור. So the Tosefta says that if you have these raw clay matches, these raw metal utensils, they're tahor. What's that an example of that? What are examples? Like a kli that you're going to smooth it out, or if it lacks a rim, or if it lacks a handle, in all cases it's tahor. Why? Because they're not shalem and they're not metukon. V'kach mevoar b'lchot pekelim perek chet halacha bet v'chol ma shemanui b'mishnah הם נחשבים גולמי כלי מתכות שעושה כלי מהאשת לעולם הוא נחשב גלמי כלי מתכות כי לא התיחו וזיקקו אותו. What we see here in this Mishnah is considered גולמי כלי מתכס, that if you make a כלי from this ashes, the first thing that we mentioned in the Mishnah, iron ore we called it in English, so it's always going to remain tar, because it's not complete, because they didn't purify it. Let's see the Rambam in Hilchos Kelim. He says ve'elu hem gomei klei matachos kol she'atid lashuf oto le'shabetz o le'gor o le'charkev o la'akish b'kur nas o she'am chusar ozen o organ arei ze'enu mekabel tumat she'yitakneinu v'yapeu v'lo tisher bo melacha klal. So the following unfinished metal utensils, anything that will be smooth with a file, have its surface leveled, have its uneven point scraped away, be polished, be pounded with a hammer, is like a handle or a rim. Such utensils not susceptible to impurity until it's finished and beautified to the extent that no work is required for it at all. What is implied? A sword doesn't contract impurity until it has been smoothed, nor a knife until it has been sharpened. Similar concepts apply with regard to other comparable acts. Accordingly, when one makes utensils from a block of iron ore, here he gets to our Mishnah, a block of iron ore, a bar of metal, or the iron surface of a wheel, ha'ose kelim min ha'eshet shel barzel, that's the iron ore, o min ha'charara, that is the bar of metal, shel matechet, o min ha'sovev shel galgal, or the iron surface of a wheel, ומן התסין ומן הציפויים ומכני הכלים ומגני כלים וזנקלים מה משאר משנה ומן השכולה ומן הגרודת הרלו תאורים ובני שכוללו נעשו גולמי כלי מתכות הן. So the Rambam is saying, not like the other parish that we saw that we're talking here about being chozel l'tumah yishana, you don't have to be choshish that it's chozel l'tumah yishana. Why don't you have to be choshish that it's chozel l'tumah yishana? Because you assume that it was never made a kli in the first place. The Rambam learns not like that. The Rambam learns that if you make kelim from all these things, it's not makabel tumah, because it's considered gomei kli matris. It's considered raw materials. It's not finished, and therefore it's not makabel tumah. Mevuar b'Rambam, says Rav Moshe, שגולמי כלי מתכות לא רק שצורת הכלי לא מושלמת ולא הושלם הכלי מעשה, אלא גם אם חומר המתכת אינו מושלם, הוא נחשב גם כן גולמי כלי מתכות וטהור. So you see from the Rambam החידש, that it's not only if the tsuras הכלי isn't finished, that it's not מקבל tuma, but even if the chomer, even if the raw material isn't finished, isn't completely purified, it's also not מקבל tuma. And even though it's a כלי שלם, it's not מחוסר מייס, it doesn't matter. The raw material has not been purified, so therefore, it's not makabel tumah. Because mitzad mahuso, it's chaser. בחולין, בדף חפי המדבט, מבואר שגולמי כלי עץ טמאים וגולמי כלי מתכות טהורים. It says there that raw כלי עץ are tame and raw כלי מתכס are tahor. And there the Gemara says that it's a machlokas amoraim as to why. And what are the reasons given? Rabbi Yochanan says, because clay matches are asuyim lekavod. The reason gol make clay eats to maim, and gol clay matches are to horim. Gemara says, Maishna hani. What is the difference about these unfinished wooden utensils? With regard to which the halachas that provided they are fit for use, they are susceptible to tumah. And what is the difference about those unfinished metal utensils? With regard to which the halacha is that even if they are fit for use, they are not susceptible to tumah until their crafting is complete, until they're no longer gomei kli. So why are gomei kli matachas taharim? Says machlokas amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan says that klei matachos are asuyim lekavod. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. So since metal vessels are crafted for uses of honor, of kavod, until they're finished, they are not mekabel tumah. Mashenken kliyets. Rav Nachman Amar, hol v'dmeim yakarim. The difference is, since the worth of metal vessels is expensive, they cannot be sold at that price until they are complete. Rashi writes, "Ad shelo nasa l'noyim lo ruim limocher biyoker karoylem." Before they're finished, they can't be sold. They can't be before they're made beautifully, before they're crafted nicely. They're not roy to be sold expensively, as is fitting for them. So the Rambam stims with Rabbi Yochanan. Divrei Rambam matimim l'tamo shel Rabbi Yochanan sh'asuyim lekavod ulekach. מאחר שהמתכת לא מזוקקת. Since we're dealing here, according to the Rambam, it's unfinished in the sense that it hasn't yet been purified. We're dealing here with מתכת לא מזוקקת, still impure metal. So the כלי is not a כלי of kavod. Since it's not a kli of kavod, it's not makabel tuma. Aval tamo shel Rav Nachman hu, mishum shu asui letakno od, kidei sheyafshar lemochro. Lechen gomei kli et, matachot nechshavim kelim lo gmurim. So according to Rav Nachman, The reason is that since you are going to fix them, until you fix them, you're not going to be able to sell them. And therefore, they're considered unfinished. והנחת מתניתין, הרי ודאי לא עתיד לעשות בהם שום תיקון. ונגמרה מלאכתן. In our Mishnah, we're not talking about where you're still going to make a tikkun on it. The Mishnah is talking about where you just made a kli. And that's it, you're not going to finish it off. So according to Rav Nachman, the word is that you're still going to make a tikkun. Since you're still going to make a tikkun, it's not going to be makabel tuma. But the Mishnah is not talking about where you're still going to make a tikkun. So therefore the Rambam has to learn, the Mishnah Pashas of the Mishnah is that it's finished, you made kelim, and a eshes, and a charorim, and a sov shel galgal, it's done. So why then is it not makabel tuma? And the answer is, it's not covered. Hakli u lo lekavod, because it's not mizukak, that's Shitas HaRambam, that's how the Rambam learns the Mishnah. So could it be that the Rambam is taking sides? The Rambam is saying that the Mishnah only goes according to Rav Yochanan. The Mishnah doesn't go according to Rav Nachman. Again, according to Rav Nachman, the reason that Gomei Klei Matchas aren't Makabel Tumah is because you're going to finish them off. But that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is not talking about where you're going to finish them off. So therefore the Mishnah can only be like Rav Yochanan because it's Asui L'Kavod. And that's how the Rambam learns Pshat in the Mishnah. But it can't be that Rav Nachman doesn't work with the Mishnah. And only Rabbi Yochanan works with the Mishnah. The Amoraim, you assume they're working with the Mishnah, and the Rambam is also assuming that. So the Rambam was only learning like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Asui L'Kavod. In other words, the Kli is a finished Kli. But since it isn't purified, so that's not Asui L'Kavod anymore, and therefore it's not Makabel Tumah. That's Rabbi Yochanan, but that doesn't shim with Rav Nachman, who says it's expensive, and therefore you're going to finish it off. And the Mishnah is not talking about you're going to finish it off. And yet the Mishnah says it's not Makabel Tumah. According to Rav Nachman, the only reason Makabel Tumah is you're going to finish it off. The Mishnah is not talking about you're going to finish it off. So how does Rav Nachman fit with the Mishnah? And how does the Rambam take Rav Yochanan inside and learn the Mishnah only according to Rav Yochanan? You have to find a way to learn the Mishnah according to Rav Nachman also. V'tzrichim lomar shemidivrei Rabbi Yochanan Nishmal, this is Rav Moshe. Midivrei Rabbi Yochanan Nishmal Rav Nachman. Shegam bekavanat Rav Nachman shetzarich liot kli arui lemechira biyoker. Ein ze talui b'ma shelo nigmara melachto ve'atid letakno shiuchal lemkor. Ela kol kli matechet shei afshar lemochro biyoker eino mekabel tuma. So the Rambam is going to learn pshat. Not that he's going to, in Rav Nachman, not that he's going to make a tikkun. Not that afterwards he's going to finish it off. Now, according to Rav Nachman, the word is demeim yakarim, they're very expensive, and therefore he's still going to make tikkunim. And if the word is that he's still going to make tikkunim, that's why it's not makabel tumah. Well, in the Mishnah, it's not makabel tumah, even though he's not going to make tikkunim. Elamai, we have to say that Pshat in Rav Nachman is like the Pshat in Rav Yochanan. They're according to both of them, it's finished. You're not going to make a tikkun. Just according to Rav Yochanan, the word is it's Asay L'Kavod. And if it's not purified metal, then it's not Asay L'Kavod, and therefore it's not Makabel Tumah. According to Rav Nachman, it's not royal mechira biyoker. It's not because it's you're going to still make a tikkun, but because it's not fitting to be sold at an expensive price. And if it's not fitting to be sold at an expensive price, why is it not fitting that it's being sold at an expensive price? Because it's unpurified metal. So since it's not fitting to be sold at an expensive price, memela the din is that it's not makabel tumah. So the Rambam could go with both. The Rambam says, you make a kli out of these things, it's not makabel tumah. And the Rambam would say, either because it's like Rav Yochanan, it's asui l'kavod, and if it's the reason kli matchas Are makabel tikkun mazera asurim lekavod, and this isn't covered if it's mixed in with impurities? Or because it's going to be sold at an expensive rate, like Rav Nachman, and if it's filled with impurity, it's not going to be sold at an expensive rate. And therefore, it's not makabel tuma. Let's continue on in the Mishnah. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, af min haktzutzos. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri said, even those made of pieces of vessels. Pieces of vessels are pieces that are cut off of the raw metal material when vessels are being made, when kelim are being made. Mishivrei kelim min gurtaim min masmerot shiyadu shenasu mikelim teorim mikelim tumeim shiyadu shenasu mikelim tumeim. So if you have broken off pieces of vessels, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, they're tar, they can't be makabel tuma. The Rambam writes that the halach is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So it's talking about a case where they took chatichos of shivrei kelim, and they didn't mold them together. Lo etichu otam liot echad. Rather, they were mechaber the chatichos together with nails and the like. That according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that's also considered golmei kelim, because the tzur of such a tzeiruf is not a kli mechubet. It's considered golmei kelim, so it can't be mekabel tuma. But according to Chachamim, you're right. This is a chisaron in the tzura. It doesn't have the proper tzur of a kli, but that's not enough to make it a golmei kelim. That's not enough to make it raw material. And only if the chomer of the mateches is not chomer mezukak, that's considered golmei kelim, only if the material itself is not pure. Okay, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. We learned part of the Mishnah. And B'Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue our limud of Meseches Kelim, and we will continue seeing Minaflos Ameseches. Amen v'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.